Next patient is Mary Kate Schuck. Last name S-C-H-U-C-K. First name Mary Kate, M-A-R-Y-K-E-A-Y. Mary Kate. This is the clinical case of a 65-year-old white female that is originally from Syracuse, New York, who moved to Highlands County in 2019. The patient has a history of hepatitis C. Apparently, the patient had a liver transplant in 2010. And it is my impression that the liver that she received was compromised with hepatitis, and she was given therapy for 12 weeks and became hepatitis free. The patient has been immunosuppressed with the administration of everolimus, .5 milligrams tablets, 3 tablets twice a day, and tacrolimus, 1 milligram twice a day. The patient is also taking lamivudine, L-A-M-I-V-U-D-I-N-E. L-A-M-I-V like in Victor, U-D like in Delta, I-N-E, 100 milligrams every day. The patient has been feeling pretty good. He's following this clinic because of the presence of proteinuria that has been oscillating between 300 milligrams per gram of creatinine and 500 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The patient has been placed on losartan, 25 milligrams every day. The last laboratory workup that we have is in September of the year 2021. And at that time, the level of everolimus was 8.9, which is slightly elevated, and the tacrolimus was 1.7, which is low. At the present time, we cannot make any adjustments in this type of therapy because we don't have recent levels. We have 2. Establish the recent laboratory workup, we refill the prescriptions, and we are going to reassess the blood in a couple of weeks, and then we'll see the patient back in the clinic. Meanwhile, the patient has a kidney function in September, or had a kidney function in September, that was completely normal. The creatinine, 1 BUN of 14, estimated GFR 56 mLs per minute. And the protein creatinine ratio was consistent with 535 milligrams in 24 hours period. Now Number two, the patient has a history of anemia. That is no longer present. Following number, degenerative joint disease. Following number, history of hepatitis C. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. We'll reevaluate the case in 4 weeks. We spent 12 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup. In the face-to-face, 20 minutes. And in the documentation, 8 minutes.